Ever pictured yourself, maybe, like listing your place for some huge event, thinking, oh, this is my ticket to Easy Street?
Right.
It's tempting. But what about when the party's over, everyone's gone home? What's the reality look like then?
Yeah, the morning after.
That's what we're diving into today. Paris, 2024 Olympics, the aftermath, and some pretty surprising twists in the whole rental market.
It's a really interesting case study.
That's what I'm really curious about. And you sent over this analysis of what happened to the Paris rental market after the Olympics.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I was like, ooh la la, there's some juicy stuff in here.
Yeah, it's like everyone forgets about the after party, right? But that's where the real story is. What happens after all the excitement dies down?
Totally. Okay, so rentals. I feel like we all know someone, maybe we were that someone, who saw the Olympics coming to Paris and thought, cha-ching, time to rent out my place and make a killing. Did it actually work out that way?
Well, at first glance, the numbers definitely had that gold rush vibe. Like, listings in Paris basically doubled compared to the same time last year.
Seriously.
Yeah, they went from something like 74,000 to a massive 140,000. You'd think with all those tourists flooding in, anyone with an extra room would be rolling in euros.
Right, Econ 101, more demand, higher prices. Sounds like a recipe for everyone to be popping champagne.
Well, not so fast. See, that's the thing. When everyone has the same idea, things get a little messy.
Okay, how so?
Well, the market basically got flooded. So even though there were tons of tourists, occupancy rates actually went down, like about 15% down.
Wait, seriously? So even with all those people coming for the Olympics,
Yep.
there were empty apartments?
Well, at the beginning, it seemed like everyone was about to strike gold. Picture this. Early bookings for these short-term rentals, they skyrocketed. We're talking a 400% jump.
400. Get out of here. No wonder everyone thought they'd be swimming in those euros.
Exactly. And those high hopes, they led to some pretty ambitious prices, to say the least.
Okay, how ambitious are we talking?
Well, the average nightly rate for a short-term rental in Paris during the Olympics, it shot up to like 706 euro.
706. Okay, so for those of us who aren't walking around with euros in our pocket every day, how much is that compared to like the year before?
Oh, night and day. The year before, the average was only about 141 euro.
Wait a second. So we're talking, what, a five-fold increase? So like a tiny little apartment in the Marais was going for the same price as like a penthouse suite.
Pretty much. But here's the thing about those initial projections. Reality had other plans.
Oh, I bet it did.
Yeah, so while everyone was dreaming of those crazy numbers, the actual average booking price ended up being closer to 450 euros per night.
Still not exactly chump change, but a far cry from those initial, like, astronomical figures.
Exactly. So it seems a lot of those landlords who were hoping to really cash in, well, they probably had to do some last-minute adjusting.
It makes you wonder, though, did this whole rental frenzy stay within, like, the city limits of Paris? Or did it spill over into the, I don't know, the suburbs, the greater Paris area?
You're thinking about the whole Île-de-France region, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because let's face it, Paris is already a hugely popular destination. Did the Olympics just like push things even further out?
That's a great question, and you're spot on to think beyond just the city center. This wasn't just a Paris thing. That whole region definitely felt the Olympic ripple effect when it came to rentals.
So, like, give me an example. What happened outside the City of Lights?
Okay, so let's take Saint-Denis, for example. It's a suburb of Paris that actually hosted a bunch of the Olympic events. So just like in central Paris, Saint-Denis saw a huge spike in short-term rental listings. But, and this is a big but, demand in these areas was way harder to predict.
Ah, so even being close to the action wasn't a guaranteed win for homeowners. It seems like location, even during the Olympics, maybe isn't everything.
You got it. And the numbers really drive that point home. See, while Saint-Denis saw that spike in occupancy during the games themselves, it reached like 37.5%. When you zoom out and look at the whole summer, their occupancy actually went down.
Down. Seriously, but how much were we talking?
Almost 5% compared to the previous year.
Wow, so like a short-term gain wiped out by a longer-term loss. This market, I'm telling you, it's a fickle beast, even with something as massive as the Olympics going on. Anything else about these trends that just jumped out at you?
You know what really struck me was how much the booking window changed.
Well, think about it. If you're planning a trip to Paris, you probably book your accommodations, what, like months in advance?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, leading up to the Olympics, that window shrunk like crazy. The average booking window was down to only 22 days.
22 days. So people were just like hitting refresh on their Airbnb app every 5 seconds, hoping for a last-minute deal.
Pretty much. Remember all those homeowners we talked about who had to lower their prices? The last-minute bookers were probably counting on that.
Oh, totally. It's a gamble for both sides, right? The homeowner's like, please, anyone, book my place. And the traveler's rolling the dice on getting that sweet, sweet discount.
Exactly. A high-stakes game of chicken. So shorter booking windows? Did that also translate to, like, shorter stays? Were people just jetting in for a couple of days, catching the main events, and then, like, hightailing it out of there?
You nailed it. The average length of stay went down, too. Down from, like, 4.9 days to 3.9. People were trying to experience the magic without, you know, completely draining their bank accounts.
Wow. So we've got a market that's all over the place. Unpredictable demand. People playing chicken with their bookings. What a wild ride. But okay, let's bring this back down to earth for a sec. What can we, like you and me and everyone listening, what can we actually learn from all of this? Because it's not like everyone's renting out their place during the Olympics, but this whole thing feels like a masterclass in how markets react to these huge events.
During the games, Paris had something like 170,000 short-term rentals available.
170,000. Okay, put that in perspective for me. How many were there, like, normally?
Oh, that's just it. That's more than double the usual number.
Double. No wonder some people were scrambling.
Yeah, and it just goes to show you, flexibility is huge, especially when it comes to something as unpredictable as pricing. Remember we were talking about those crazy price hikes at the beginning?
Yeah, some of those numbers were kind of outrageous.
Right. Well, as the games actually got closer, a lot of those prices dropped. Like, a lot. Almost 50%.
Ouch. So much for those dreams of easy money. But okay, what about those super fancy places? You know, the ones with the Eiffel Tower views and all that. I feel like those would still be in high demand, right?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? I mean, those luxury rentals are usually a pretty safe bet, even during a big event. But even they weren't immune to the market forces at play. We're talking places listed for like 10,000 euro a week.
10,000? For a week. Look, I know Paris is known for its pastries, but that's a lot of croissants.
I know, right? And get this, even those places had openings. It just shows you, oversupply can affect even the highest end of the market.
Wild. So basically, whether you're renting out a room or, I don't know, investing in real estate, the lesson here is really know your market before you jump in head first.
100%. Don't just get swept up in the hype. Do your research. Look at past trends. Consider the broader economic context and be ready for anything.
Because as we've seen, even the Olympics can throw you a curveball.
Tell me about it. And this isn't just limited to Paris or the Olympics. You know, we're seeing this kind of thing happen more and more with these huge global events.
So for anyone listening who might be thinking about renting out their place during the next big event, what's like the one piece of advice you'd give them based on what we've learned from Paris?
Honestly, don't just think about the event itself. Think about the long game. What happens after everyone's gone home? Are you prepared if the demand drops or prices go down? You really got to understand the potential downsides just as much as the potential rewards.
Such a good point. It's about being realistic, right?
Absolutely.
Well, there you have it. Our deep dive into the wild world of the Paris rental market after the Olympics. And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us. Until next time, happy renting, and maybe think twice before you invest in that Eiffel Tower penthouse.